The Republican National Convention has come to a close, and President Trump travels to New Hampshire to campaign today. Last night, he formally accepted the Republican presidential nomination in a speech that cast his presidential rival, Joe Biden, as the wrong choice for America.
At the Democrat National Convention, Joe Biden and his party repeatedly assailed America as a land of racial, economic, and social injustice. So tonight I ask you a simple question. How can the Democrat Party ask to lead our country when it spends so much time tearing down our country?
For a look at how this week will shape up with the presidential campaign moving forward, let's bring in Tamara Keith, NPR White House correspondent. And Tam, the president doubled down on this message as law and order president, the backdrop, of course, being the protests against police violence across the country. He painted the Democrats as giving free rein to violent anarchists and criminals. Did he say anything about police misconduct last night or really outline a way forward on the racial unrest or healing?
Yeah, there was about a half sentence there about police misconduct. He said the justice system must hold wrongdoers fully and completely accountable, and it will. But then he quickly moved on, decrying mob rule, complaining that Democratic-run cities are the problem. In terms of moving forward or dealing with the underlying concerns that are leading to these protests, he didn't really get into that. It was more about saying, you know, we need law and order in our streets.
Yeah. Another big theme was the economy. He jumped from what it was like before the pandemic and what it will be like after the pandemic if he's president. But he glossed over what's happening right now.
Well, you know, that's not a great reelection campaign plan to run on being down, you know, 20 million jobs. That's not how you, that's not the pitch you make. And so essentially what his message is, what it has to be, I mean, he had initially wanted to run on, look at this amazing economy. And then the pandemic came. The U.S. response to the pandemic has not helped the economic situation one bit. And so now he has to run on this idea of, remember what it was like in early March and February, we could do that again, and I'm the best one to get you there. That is his campaign pitch.
You know, something else we heard a lot, especially last night, was kind of the building of him as a character. Throughout the week, employees and family members spoke about how he's a warm, caring person. Last night, his daughter and also presidential advisor Ivanka Trump described her father's reaction as he watched Alice Johnson get out of a life sentence in prison for a first-time nonviolent drug offense after he granted her clemency.
As she ran into the arms of her family and they celebrated a joyful reunion, my father got very quiet. I could see the emotion on his face. After a long silence, he looked at me and said, "Imagine how many people there are just like Alice."
Tam, how central was the crafting of this persona this week?
You know, it was a big part of the four nights. One thing that was very interesting to me is that other than Ivanka Trump, his children actually delivered pretty straight ahead political speeches that were more focused on policy than the person. They weren't the personal validators as much as some of his staff were. But the idea here is to say, President Trump isn't just that guy tweeting in all caps and you know, just counterpunching and punching his rivals. And he isn't just that mean, brash guy that you see out there. He's also, you know, a real caring person. The point of that being that there are a lot of people, particularly suburban women voters that are a key focal point for this campaign, who are completely turned off by the aspects of the president's personality that are most on display. And so part of this convention and all conventions are about, you know, painting a more full picture to say, hey, look, he's a nice guy under there. You just don't get to see it.
You know, now that both of these conventions are over, we're about to be in the thick of the campaigning cycle before November. What did they shed light for us on what we might expect, especially in light of COVID-19?
Well, it's going to be brutal. That's what I can tell you. The campaign is going to be brutal. I mean, if you look at the way both Biden and Trump are presenting this choice in November, they are presenting it as an existential choice, either about the fate of the democracy or about America being America anymore. In terms of COVID, I mean, you saw crowds of 1,500 people on the South Lawn last night, no social distancing, no masks. And meanwhile, the Biden campaign is doing masks and social distancing. So you're going to see a very different approach to in-person campaigning.
That's Tamara Keith, NPR White House correspondent, as always. Thank you so much, Tam.
You're welcome.